Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, June 26th. Currently with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is north at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05 and the dew point is 59 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. New details on a Wichita murder suspect who is now vanished.
Eric Gonzalez Gutierrez, arrested for a deadly Father's Day shooting, bonded out of jail even though he was being held on a $1 million bond. The Wichita Police Department says despite the high bond, a bail bonds company was allowed to post just 2% of that $1 million to allow Gonzalez Gutierrez to go free. Sheriff Jeff Easter says he supports changing state law to allow a mandatory minimum 10% posting. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kansas Department for Children and Families said Jenilee Randall has been named Director of Public and Government Affairs. Randall assumed the role of interim director in January. In her new role, Randall oversees DCF's public affairs and communications team, and she'll work with Kansas legislative bodies, government agencies, and community partners. The agency also announced Aaron LaRoe is the new Deputy Director of Media Relations. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. On Monday, the Kansas Secretary of State reported that the presidential preference primary in March cost nearly $2 million less than the anticipated cost by the Kansas legislature due to the lack of competitive races in the major political parties and disinterest among the state's voters. Secretary of State Scott Schwab said only 9% of registered Kansans took part in the presidential primary election that cost taxpayers $2.78 million. And he said the 2023 Kansas legislature budgeted $4.7 million to host the state's third presidential primary. Because at the time the estimate was made, it was anticipated that there would be a larger pool of candidates still participating in the primary by the time Kansans went to the polls. Campaigns for the Democratic and Republican Party nominations for president had been resolved by the time Kansas conducted its post-Super Tuesday preference primary, and while there were four GOP and four Democratic candidates on ballots in Kansas, the only active campaigners were former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, as Trump and Biden had already secured enough delegates to win nominations. Biden received 83.6% of the vote among registered Kansas Democrats against Dean Phillips of Minnesota, Jason Palmer of Maryland, and Marianne Williamson of California. None of the other candidates received more than 3.4%, and more than 4,400 participants, or 10.3% of participants, wrote in other names. Trump prevailed in the Republican primary in Kansas with 75% of the vote. Former United Nations Ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley secured 16%. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had 2.6%. And Ryan Binkley of Texas received 0.5%. And in addition, candidates not on the ballot pulled down 5.2%. It was the third time since 1980 that Kansas conducted a presidential primary. In the past, Kansas allowed the two major parties to conduct caucuses to determine partisan preferences in presidential contests, and the state will return to the caucus format in 2028 unless lawmakers approve an alternative. The legislative path to the 2024 Kansas presidential primary was rocky. The Kansas Senate voted 28-12 to conduct and finance presidential preference primaries, and the Kansas House rejected the bill 56-64, in part due to the price tag of $4 million to $5 million. On the next day in April, the GOP-controlled House reversed course and adopted the bill 86-32, and Governor Kelly signed the measure 2 weeks later. The Kansas Department for Children and Family reminds everyone that they are launching Summer EBT, a new program to help eligible families offset some of the costs of buying food for their school-aged children over summer break. Summer EBT is a partnership between the Department for Children and Families and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Nutrition Services, and the program provides families $120 for each eligible school-aged child to buy groceries. Summer EBT benefits will begin rolling out in mid to late July, and for most families, Summer EBT will automatically be added to an existing household's Kansas Benefits Card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas Benefits Card and mailed to the home. Families that don't receive Summer EBT benefits but believe they qualify must apply between August 12th and September the 11th, 2024, through the DCF online service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov. And children who receive Summer EBT can still participate in other summer meal programs that may be available in their community. By the end of July 2024, benefits will be issued automatically to eligible children who the DCF can identify in partnership with the Kansas Department of Education. And any children who did not receive benefits by the end of July may apply for summer EBT benefits through the online self-service portal. Online applications for summer EBT will be accepted from August 12th through September the 11th. To learn more about the summer EBT program, you can visit dcf.ks.gov. Kansas State University researchers and representatives of Kansas Wheat have published updated findings on the value of feeding wheat to pigs. With Joel DeRocci, a swine specialist for K-State Research and Extension, saying that their data collected from 2014 to 2020 suggests that wheat's mean energy content is 99 and 98% of corn for digestible energy and metabolizable energy, respectively. The bottom line is, wheat can be used at a similar rate as corn in those areas where wheat is available without a major decrease in the diet energy density. K-State and Kansas Wheat have published updated research in three fact sheets now available online from Kansas State University. The three publications are Wheat Nutritional Properties, Co-Product Nutritional Properties, and Off-Quality Utilization. According to DeRocci, key findings in the fact sheets include wheat contains higher levels of crude protein and amino acids compared to other cereal grains, and this allows for less soybean meal inclusion in the diet. Wheat's standardized ideal digestibility of amino acids is similar to corn, but greater than barley and sorghum. The phosphorus content of wheat is 0.27% and has very high digestible phosphorus because it contains intrinsic physate. And pelleted wheat diets have been found to have significantly greater pellet durability index, as much as 33.1% compared to corn-based diets. DeRocci said even if wheat is not used as a main cereal grain in a swine diet, it can be incorporated into diets as a pelleting aid. In Nebraska news, 34-year-old Richard Boone of Lincoln pled guilty to burglary and prohibited acts with skeletal remains or burial goods for stealing two urns from a mausoleum. According to the Grand Island Police Department, on May 23rd, officers received a report of a burglary at the Grand Island Cemetery on Stoley Park Road, where two urns containing cremated human remains and a decorative white vase valued at $350 were stolen from inside a mausoleum. According to Captain Dean Elliott, on May 27th, officers received information from a Grand Island business that an individual, later determined to be Boone, was breaking ash-filled urns in their parking lot before cleaning up the debris. Elliott said the Grand Island Police Department was able to identify the vehicle as a Ford F-150 and get a license plate number. Elliott said a community service officer was later working to tow the vehicle after it was overparked in the area of Crinkerham Elementary School, when the community service officer told him the license plate number and an officer recognized it as the vehicle suspected in the urn incident. Elliott said the Ford F-150 was towed to the Grand Island Police Department's evidence lot and investigators obtained a warrant to search the vehicle. and evidence related to the stolen urns was located inside. Boone is set to appear in Hall County Court for sentencing at 10 a.m. on August 29th. A woman is in police custody after she allegedly threatened to burn down a county courthouse while claiming she had ties with a world-known terrorist. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Katrina Brandt was arrested on Monday after deputies received reports that a woman at the county treasurer's office was being disruptive and making threatening comments toward the men in brown at the Douglas County Courthouse. And they said the woman was referring to deputies, as Douglas County Sheriff's deputies wear brown shirts as part of their uniforms. Authorities reported that at about 9:30 a.m. on Monday, Brandt arrived at the Hall of Justice and began yelling outside, stating that she was friends with Osama bin Laden and claiming she was going to burn down the courthouse and all the sheriffs and cops will die there. Deputies managed to calm her down and then arrested and booked her into the Douglas County Correctional Center for terroristic threats and criminal mischief. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Some people think the daily moves of the market make stress inevitable when it comes to investing, but it doesn't have to be this way. Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. One stress reducer is to have a plan and stick with it during the market's ups and downs. Here's another. Periodically rebalance your investments to align with your needs and risk comfort, and have a good financial advisor to sit down and talk to. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. Keeping your investments under control can help keep your emotions in check. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
College tuition is going up at all but one state university in Kansas, as the Kansas Board of Regents approved the changes last Thursday, with Emporia State University being the only university that has not requested a tuition increase for this upcoming year. A breakdown of the 2025 tuition for undergraduate students per semester includes at the University of Kansas up 5% to $6,142, Kansas State University up 2.5% to $5,611, Wichita State University up 3.9% to $4,842, Emporia State University down 3.4% to $3,548, Pittsburgh State University up 3% to $4,200, and Fort Hays State University up 5.2% to $2,964. The Board of Regents said inflation is a big part of why there is an increase in tuition, though state universities in the last 5 years have reduced their spending by $219 million and have reduced 675 full-time positions. The 4th of July is next week, and while celebrating can be fun, it's important to stay safe while doing so. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Office of the Kansas State Fire Marshal, and Safe Kids Kansas shared some safety tips to ensure that all Kansans have a safe and fun Independence Day this year. A news release shows that last year, there was a total of 146 injuries caused by fireworks in the state of Kansas. The person igniting the firework was most likely to be injured, and the hands were the most common body part to be injured. Over half of the injuries that occurred from fireworks that happened on Independence Day were from burns, and there was a 43% increase in reported injuries from 2022. Sherry Sage, the director of Safe Kids Kansas, said sparklers are often thought to be safe for young children. However, they account for roughly one quarter of all emergency room visits related to fireworks. So children should not light fireworks, including sparklers, which burn at a temperature hot enough to melt glass. She said they encourage parents to let their little ones use glow sticks instead of sparklers and leave the rest to the grown-ups. Some tips to keep your celebration safe includes to have adults supervise children and pets around grills and fireworks, and designate a child-free safety zone around grills and areas where fireworks are being lit. Store fireworks in a cool, dry place. Adults should only handle fireworks, so consider giving children glow sticks, which also help you see little ones after dark. Have a water supply ready, such as a bucket of water or a garden hose. Dispose of used fireworks carefully, as they could reignite. Keep a first aid kit available and nearby. Ignite fireworks outdoors on a flat surface. Light only one firework at a time. And always refer to local ordinances as to whether fireworks are allowed in the area where you are, as well as what types of fireworks are allowed, as some cities or counties have restricted dates and times or types of fireworks that may be sold or discharged. Oberlin and Decatur County authorities have reported that they've received reports of a man claiming to be with an unidentified cable company contacting people and telling them their cable boxes are due for an upgrade. In a reported incident, the man was allowed inside and he made some sort of adjustments to the cable, then left and said someone would be by later in the week to collect a check. The resident then contacted their cable company, who told them that the person was not affiliated with the cable company. According to the report, the man had no identification from a cable company on his clothes or vehicle. Authorities went to warn everyone that if someone comes to you and claims to be from a service agency, whether that be a government agency, a utility, or a business, you need to ask to see identification if they're not immediately identifiable by a uniform or other markings, and don't let them inside your home. You need to call your police officer at 911 to check on the person, and if you become fearful of the person, call 911. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today: it should be sunny with a high near 93 and an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 4 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 69. With an east wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 60%. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 7 a.m., and it should be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with the high near 82 and breezy. With a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation on Thursday is 60%. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 92. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms before 7 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 84. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny and hot with a high near 101. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with a high near 95. Currently with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. It is 7:21.